First of all, Berdichev is in Volhynia, so those of you who, we started this day in Podolia, and now we're in Volyn, Volhynia. We're moving north, in other words, into the northern part of...
Dr. Lyman, I need to switch something on that mic. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I was saying that we're going to reach Berdichev and we will meet with Rav of Berdichev, that Nachman was telling you about earlier, Rav Breyer, and he will fill us in on the details of contemporary Jewish life in Berdichev. Jews were already in Berdichev as early as the 16th century, but when I say Jews, I mean two or three Jews. And Jewish life in Berdichev really didn't begin to develop until 1721. By 1765, which is more or less the time of Rav Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev, we'll talk about it momentarily, there were 1,220 Jews in Berdichev out of a total of 1,541. So Berdichev was overwhelmingly Jewish and remained that way for most of its history. It was actually known as Yerushalayim of Volyn, Berdichev, as Vilna was known as Yerushalayim the Litvin.
What's Volyn, Shneya?
Volyn is Volhynia. Volhynia and Podolia are two great districts where Hasidism began, grew, developed, and eventually would take over the world.
In Ukraine?
So, in Ukraine. Both are in Ukraine, Volhynia and Podolia. We say we began today in Podolia, we're now in Volhynia. Svarim, you'll always see listed as two great districts, Podolia and Volyn. So now we're in Volyn. Under Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev, Berdichev would become mostly a Hasidic town. Many Jews came to Berdichev. It became a major commercial center for Jews, largely trade or business, but many other kinds of manufactured goods, including textiles, cloth. So by the 19th century, Berdichev was a major center of the cloth trade, and Jews were primarily responsible for those businesses and those factories. In 1897, there were 41,000 Jews living in Berdichev, and they were 80% of the total population.
Is it unopened?
I don't know, it's open.
In its heyday, at the end of the 19th, beginning of the 20th century, Berdichev had Yiddish newspapers. Berdichev had famous chazanim, and there were over 80 shuls and bate medrash in Berdichev. Over 80 shuls and bate medrash in Berdichev. All that, of course, would come to an end in 1941, when the Nazis entered Berdichev as well. There were some 30,000 Jews at the time in Berdichev, and the entire Jewish community of Berdichev was liquidated by the Nazis. The community was reconstituted after World War II, and that history we'll hear about is what life was like under the communist regime and what has happened since 1989. That we'll learn from Rabbi Breyer. The Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev, the most famous name connected with Berdichev without question, was born in 1740 and died in 1810. Born in Misnagid, he converted to Hasidus, as almost everyone did in the 18th century. He was an Ely, he was known as the Ely of Yaroslav. He was born somewhere near Pshemishel, lived in Yaroslav, as I said, was known as the Ely of Yaroslav. And then as a teenager, he met and came under the influence of two great Hasidic leaders. One was Shmuel Shmelke Horowitz, the brother of the Haflah, of Rav Pinchas Horowitz. Both of them came under the influence of Hasidus. Shmuelke was famous for becoming chief rabbi of Nikolsburg, which is the capital city of Moravia. Today called what? Nikolsburg today is called Nikolov. And what country is Nikolov?
Czech.
Used to be Czechoslovakia.